USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A group of more than two dozen GOP governors fired off a letter to President Biden in which they requested a meeting at the White House regarding the crisis at the southern border. In the open letter signed by 26 governors Monday, they said the crisis now extends beyond every state and requires immediate action before it gets even worse. President Biden will be speaking before the 76th session of the United Nations General Assembly today in New York City. Afterwards, he meets with Prime Minister Scott Morrison of Australia in New York City. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau wins in Canada Monday, but does not win the majority. Dan Naraki explains.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is projected to hold on to power, as multiple outlets are calling for his Liberal Party to win enough seats in Parliament to form a minority government. Trudeau called the snap election 2 years early, hoping to be able to gain a full majority in the legislative body, though polls are trending towards the same legislative balance of power that had been in place for the last 2 years.
We are USA Radio News.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.